You know, Scripture talks about the passing pleasures of sin in Hebrews 11. It doesn't deny that sin can have pleasure for a moment, but it's the lasting happiness. It's the happiness that's real and deep and will outlive this life. That's a happiness in Christ. And again, think of what it means that He would say to us after we die and we've served Him in this world, redeemed by His grace, not through any works we have done, and yet that He would say to His servant, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into your master's happiness." A happiness that preceded the creation of the world and will endure forever. A happiness that is just delightful and will overflow in the new heavens and the new earth, and every day we'll discover more and new and fresh reasons to be happy in the God that we love, the God who made us, the God who redeemed us in Christ.